Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, yesterday a big 2-1 win here at Duluth, game one of the WCHA playoffs. But that win didn't come very easily, did it?
No, but nothing worthwhile ever is, right? You got a battle. We knew it was going to be. It's the fifth time in six games that we've gone. It's been decided by one goal against Duluth. So it's kind of everything we expected it. But I just... You know, loved our group's battle level or their compete level, and found a way. Obviously, the power play with goal was big, and then I thought we did a real good job down the stretch protecting that lead.
I know they got off to a 1-0 lead on that breakaway by Sidney Brott. What happened there with your team?
Good play by them. Good transition. Yeah, we won a draw, and unfortunately on the trying to get it past their D, it hit a defenseman's skate. They went D to D, and. Came up the wall, and as our defense shifted to the strong side, they kind of left an opening for Sid, who has been doing that all night long, just trying to take off up that weak side. It just happened to work out for him, and she put a good shot on that.
Talk about your team's resiliency. They never let up. Obviously, Beavers never quit, but Bailey Wright's play was so heads up on that goal. Talk about how smart that was.
Well, certainly a big goal, obviously. Mac working hard to get the puck out of the zone, just chipped it up the wall. And then Bailey, won a foot race, got it past a pinching D, and then another foot race. She was able to beat their second defenseman and kind of left an opportunity for her to go to the net. She was at a real, real steep angle. She was just above the goal line extended, and she was on her forehand side. So it was not like she was a left-hander coming out of that right corner. She was on her forehand side, so she just strong to the net, and I don't know if she surprised the goalie, but she, fired it five hole, and it fortunately found a way in.
Then Emma gets the game-winning power play goal, one-timer. It was just a beautiful play set up, and that one came from a hard-working play out of the corner from Emily Berglund and back to Alexis Joyce. For you as a coach, how impressed were you by their thinking, having to do that so quick?
Well, it was actually about the third time that we won a puck battle in that whole sequence. We won a draw. There was a battle on the right side that we were able to win. Got the puck to the left corner again, another puck battle. The big thing is our power play recognized that we have to outnumber the kill, and so we got all three of our forwards involved. And Emily got the puck, and she moved it up top right away, which kind of relieved the pressure. And Duluth's not a real aggressive penalty kill team, so AJ did a good job of moving to the middle, and then Emma just set herself up, and it was just a great pass and a great finish by Emma on the one time.
I know you guys didn't have a lot of opportunities on the power play, but that was one. They only got one power play against you guys. Special teams last night were pretty good. What did you guys do to get ready for this series, looking back on that Duluth series last time out when they were able to capitalize on so many power play goals?
Well, certainly staying out of the box is always going to be really important. And I thought the officials did a really good job last night of just letting both teams play. And I don't think there was anything they really let go. To be honest with you, I thought the one call on us was maybe a little weak. And then they got a too many men on the ice penalty, which was pretty obvious. So certainly staying out of the box is number one. But, we looked at all the goals. Again, we talked before. It wasn't anything schematically. It was just a lot of cramming, jamming the net, getting the puck in the blue paint and pounding away, and they had success with it. So we certainly talked about that, just how important it is to get sticks, to check inside out, to get heels to the net. And, I thought for the most part we did that. And any penalty kill, your best penalty kill has to be your goalie. And Kerrigan certainly came up with some big stops, timely stops on the penalty kill.
Speaking of Kerrigan, how calm was she back there? I know she just doesn't get shook up even after that first goal.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you can never tell what's going on under the mask. We haven't had a huge sample with her, but, boy, she's really been impressive. And the team feeds off it. They see it. She appears to be real calm, and she's making the big stops and making all the stops. So it's so much goaltending is not, keeping the puck on the net, but it's timely saves, and it's keeping the game, it's keeping a score 1-0 or whatever. And she's come up with some big stops in the starts she's had. And like right now, the team's feeding off her. So she's playing really well, playing a lot of confidence, and it's fun to see.
What is also fun to see is how many block shots your team takes. I know Riley Fawcett took one last night, and I watched her barely skate to the bench. Just talk about your team's battle out there, out in front of their goalie.
Yeah, it's a testament to the group. You know, Riley, obviously, we've seen that for 4 years. Again, the entire bench just gets up when she does stuff like that. But I thought there were a number of key blocks. Like Tina Camp, AJ obviously had some. Bailey Wright. There's just timely. It's getting in shooting lanes, and it's giving yourself up for your teammates, and that's part of the culture. And obviously, this time of the year, you need to do that if you want to move on.
Coach, you've been here before. A game one win here at Duluth 4 years ago. You guys lost that game too. What's it going to take to make history here and win this one in two games?
Well, I think our start's going to be really important because they're a desperate team. We're trying to end their season in their building, and that's never easy. We know that. So our start's going to be really, really important. We don't want to get back on our heels and then let them dictate to us the pace of the game. We want to be on our toes and push the pace. But again, it's just going to take another 60-minute complete game. We're going to need everybody. We're going to need if we can get A-plus games from everybody, it'll be a real good game for us. So it's a great opportunity, and hopefully the group can take advantage of it.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.